From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio with a special episode for Halloween 2022. This episode is part of a series this year of episodes related to trees and shrubs. Creaking wood is often part of a scary Halloween soundscape of dark forests or old houses. Does that creaking have anything to do with water? That's one of five questions this episode poses, challenging you to make connections among Halloween, trees, and water. After each question, you'll have about 3 seconds of some Halloween music to consider your answer. Good luck, and I hope you do tremendously. Number one, scary human skeletons are a common Halloween feature. In humans and other animals, skeletons support the body. What part of trees, through which water and nutrients are transported, functions as the tree's structural support? That's the xylem, also called the wood, which makes up the bulk of a tree trunk. Number two, blood is featured in many a frightful Halloween scene or costume. Blood is a water-based fluid that humans and other animals use to transport oxygen, energy molecules, and other biochemicals to body parts. What part of the tree carries energy molecules and other biochemicals to tree parts? That's the phloem, which makes up a relatively thin layer just under a tree's bark. Number three, ghosts or other specters are often depicted in white or black. How do light and dark colors affect water in a tree? Dark colors in or around trees absorb more solar radiation and therefore can increase temperature. The light color of some trees, such as some birches, can help reduce this effect. Temperature, along with humidity, affects water movement into and out of trees, particularly by affecting transpiration, that is, the evaporation of water from plant parts. Number four, wind whistling through trees is weather people often associate with Halloween nights. How does wind affect the water in a tree? Wind can increase transpiration, both by bringing drier air to leaves and by moving away air that has absorbed moisture from the leaves. And number five, back to creaking wood. How does water or dryness affect sounds in wood? In wooden houses, creaking can result from temperature and humidity changes that swell or shrink the wood. In trees, a crackling or popping sound, detected by scientists using microphones placed next to tree trunks, can result from air bubbles within the tree trunk, caused by tree dehydration. Incidentally, frequent creaking sounds in trees may be an indicator of weak tree structure. So a creaking tree sometimes not only sounds scary, but also is reason to be wary. I hope your Halloween this year and in years to come includes fun and functional trees, along with adequate good water for them and for you. We close with the full 50 seconds of the Halloween music you've heard during the questions. Here's A Little Fright Music, composed for Virginia Water Radio by Torrin Hallett, currently with the Symphonic Orchestra of the State of Mexico. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.